morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com. Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. U.S. President Donald Trump is hoping to sign a limited bilateral trade deal with Japan when he's face-to-face with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe today at the UN General Assembly. However, Japanese officials are pushing for a provision that the U.S. won't like. Politico says Japan wants a provision in the agreement that would allow them to blow up the agreement and slap retaliatory tariffs on U.S. farm goods if President Trump moves forward with tariffs on automobiles from Japan. Multiple sources who are familiar with the negotiations tell Politico that the request is putting a speed bump in the final stages of the talks. Negotiators are looking to give Japan a full exemption from Trump's tariffs threats. However, Japanese officials are said to remain cautious about reassurances from Washington. In other news, the Chinese vice premier who's leading China's efforts in the trade talks with the United States will be back in Washington next week. An AgriPulse report says he'll be across the table from U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. Earlier this week, on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly in New York, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said, "We're looking forward to those conversations." Deputy Ag Secretary Steve Sinske spoke in Kansas City on Monday during the annual Ag Outlook Forum. He said the conversations that took place last week with Chinese officials were positive and productive. Several media reports say Chinese buyers purchased between 600,000 and 1.5 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans on Monday for delivery between October and December. The U.S. Soybean Export Council reports that China relaxed import tariffs for the purchases to make sense given a price spread that favored U.S. soybeans. Additionally, Mnuchin admitted Monday that it was a White House decision to call off a planned trip a Chinese delegation was going to take to Montana and Nebraska this week. Mnuchin said officials didn't want any confusion around the trade issues. At the same time, China has recently been buying a lot of meat. The Wall Street Journal says their recent purchases are pushing up the prices of beef, pork, and poultry around the globe. Meat buyers are increasing their activity after African swine fever hit the country hard and reduced the size of the world's largest pig herd by more than a third. Domestic pork prices have jumped in China, and meat imports are rising in response and placing a strain on global meat supplies. For example, Brazil poultry shipments to China have jumped 31% compared to last year. Retail prices for chicken breasts, thighs, and legs have increased roughly 16%. European meat buyers are paying 5% more for pork because more of their domestically produced supplies are heading to China. American shoppers haven't felt the impact yet, but that may change. Futures prices recently rose after Chinese officials say the country could exempt some U.S. pork and other agricultural goods from punitive tariff increases. Many American meat companies have watched as European and South American competitors have raced each other to supply China's pork needs. You got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, September 26th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 24,000 head, 5,400 yearling steers, 3,500 yearling heifers, 6,100 weaned calves, and 8,500 calves on cows. If you want more details, go to the website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call Superior, 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.